Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. Hello out there. How are you doing today? See, can you hear me? Hello there. Hello out there. Can you hear me? All right. I just had a little technical problem, but we're all set. Now we're ready to rock and roll and roll and rock. I just want to tell you, we had a tremendous week this week. I had the opportunity to be on the Lee Camp Show, one of the international shows that is aired around the world. And fortunate for me, it was a very, very wonderful, wonderful experience. Lee Camp, it has it on his website. You can also go to leecamp.org, and you can pull it up and listen to the interview. I have been getting raving review about it. I even got a call from France. I got a call from Denmark. Emails from other people from around the world. Everybody is excited about it. But I tell you, once you have the facts, you can do a whole lot of things. You know, here in Benton Harbor, Michigan, we have had 9 bodies to end up in the St. Joseph River. No foul play each time, according to the sheriff department and the state police, because they've been working together to eliminate the black people here in this city of Benton Harbor, and they've been working hard. As a matter of fact, one of the young men was found with his penis cut off and his braid, and the sheriff department said there was no foul play. The last person to see this person alive was 2 white cops from St. Joseph, Michigan, and he was found about, I would say, maybe 30 yards, I don't want to say yards, I said 30 feet from where he last talked to the police. So we know that there's some funny business going on, but the point is the people here in the city of Benton Harbor is so divided, and they're divided because of the ministers. The ministers will not tell the truth to their congregation. They refuse to open their mouth and let people know what is going on in our community because they're being paid underneath the table by Whirlpool Corporation. See, Whirlpool Corporation planted this seed over 25 years ago, and they just sat back and watched it grow to where it is today. They went in to destroy our school system, and it took its toll right at this moment. At one time, the city of Benton Harbor High School had over 5,000 students. Today, they have less than 500 students, which is an amazing test, if you ask me. Whirlpool want the people here in Benton Harbor out of this city. They don't care how they get out of this city. They don't care where they go, long as they leave the city of Benton Harbor. They want it. And one of the things you have to understand, when white people want what they want, they're willing to do anything. They're even willing to kill, you see. They're willing to do anything in their power to erase you, whether it's legal or illegal. You know, when I was in prison, one of the ladies wrote me a letter. And she's a very wealthy lady. And what I have been saying, probably for the last 20 years, she said it in her letter. She knew I was right on point. Tell the stories, because I have evidence to support what I'm saying. I don't just go off the top of my head. because then you have them coming all out of the woodworks trying to take away your validity. And that's what they would do. If they could find a reason to say that what I'm saying is not the truth, believe me, they would say, we got this Herald Palladium newspaper here, which is fake news. It's a fascist newspaper. It's a racist newspaper. But we got it. And black people have the history and the tendency to go out and buy this newspaper, knowing that it's racist. So that makes them no better than this racist newspaper. We're living in a time that, you know, that the people have to take a stand. Whirlpool Corporation, do not buy any Whirlpool products. None. They're on their last leg anyway. If Fred Upton, the U.S. State Representative, lose, they're going to fold because they won't have his backing in Washington to give them tax breaks and different things like that. They won't have it. But we, the people, we have to take a stand. We have to say no more. Time's up, shorty. We have to do what needs to be done to make sure that people understand how serious this situation is. And we're living in a time where this thing is serious. We have to learn to fight back. We have to learn to take a stand. We have to learn to take this thing to a whole different level. I tell you, I'm excited because I know that I see things happening right now that I never seen happen before in this country. I have witnessed people moving. But the number one thing, you have to get out there and vote. You have to vote, whether you like it or not. You have to get out there and vote. I know that you're the busiest people in the whole wide world. There's nobody busier than my brothers and sisters. Nobody in the whole wide world. And they're not busting a grape. They're not doing what needs to be done. They're not even standing up for what is right. But we got to continue to fight. We got to continue to move this thing to a whole different level. We got to continue to do what's right. I tell you, you know, it was a tremendous week for me. I got the opportunity to be on the Lee Camp show. I got a call from a Champaign-Urbana and University of Illinois down there. The guys wanted me on their show. I got a call from Florida. I had the opportunity to be on their show. All over the country, people are calling and trying to get me on their show. But I tell you, we have to do more than talk. I am sick and tired of talking. I'm tired of listening to people talk. I think that we should move this thing to a whole different level. But listen, that's enough of me talking. I got to bring in my good friend Ken. Ken from Detroit, Michigan. Let's hear what Ken got to say.
What do you say, Reverend Pinkney?
Hey, I'm doing great, Ken. It's always good to hear your voice. I tell you, it just has been quite a week. All the talk shows I have made the scene, and people are excited. I'm trying to get them moving, but I'm sick of this talk, Ken. And I know that you got something to say. You got something to talk about, because normally you don't come on the show unless you got something to say, and I know you got something to say. So let's hear what you got to say.
Well, not much today because I'm feeling pretty bad. I fell the other day, so I just kind of came on today to listen. But never forget about the target individuals, because I'm going on Facebook and I'm posting on all the everybody's comments. No one in America will have freedom as long as the target individual mind control torture program is running in the U.S. And now they're blocking me. They say my comment cannot be displayed.
Is that right? Is that right? You know what, Ken? Is there any way that you can send it to me? I'll put it on my Facebook page for you.
Yeah, I can send it to you because I just cut and paste it every time and see if you can get by. I put it, everybody post up. I put that down because this is something that's going to have to come out. But I really think Kanye West and Candace Owens is going to bring that out, Reverend Pinkney.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what
Kanye West is a target individual. You know that, don't you?
Sure he is. Sure he is.
Yeah, he's a target individual. He's under mind control. See,
yeah,
a lot of people
don't
get that. But Kanye West is under mind control. His mind is being controlled. And I'm going to say, I know a lot of times target individuals don't like to say the word microwave and stuff like that. But I believe his mind is being controlled by microwave. And the government. And the government is behind it. And they know how weak his mind is. He don't have a strong mind. And that's why he's able for them to force him out there to do things that's abnormal. So we know he is, but the target individual, a lot of people don't know what a target individual is. It is an individual whose mind is being controlled by our government. And they're all around. It's over a million of them that I know of. So, you know, they're there. And don't be talking about these people are nuts and crazy and anything like that. They're under mind control. And it's here. Is I'm right, Ken? Is mind control here?
Oh, it's here, and it's been here for a long time. But I think most of the people in the United States are under mind control, Reverend Pinckney. If you look at Antifa, I don't know, maybe you like them. Most people thought they were black. You got a few blacks in there. You got a lot of Mexicans in there, and you got a lot of whites in there. And they're the military arm for the Democrats. And I may make some people mad on your show because I definitely will never vote for a Democrat as long as I live now. Because they came out the other day after Kanye West was at the White House, and they were even talking about Lynn Stewart, how she defended the sheik. I don't know if you heard that. I believe it was on MSN.
Well, I know Lynn Stewart quite well. Matter of fact, she's
right.
One of my personal friends before she died. And
right.
She defended the blind sheik. Yes, she did. And was about to win the case. And they pulled the rabbit out of the hat. That's what they did. And that's what they're capable of doing. But that is what they do, you know. And, you know, I understand that you probably will never vote for a Democrat, and I will never vote for a Republican. So, you know, that's really the way it sets up. But, you know, both of them are riding on the same bird, the right wing, the left wing. And they're basically the same wing, they're on the bird, and that's what they do. But we got to stay focused and do what we need to do, and make sure that we're doing all the right things.
You got to realize, Reverend Pinckney, the Democrats and the Republicans is one party, and
right.
You, the black people, and me, the white people, were not invited to that party.
Absolutely. You said the magic word, my brother, and you hit the nail right on the head. You're not invited. I'm not invited. And
right.
But here's the good news. We can crash that party. Let's do that. Ken, you got about 30 seconds. Tell me what you want me to know.
I'll let you get somebody else. I was just come on to listen to data. I lost your number. I got a new phone. And I had about 20 numbers that didn't show up on my phone, but I emailed you and you sent it to me, so I got it today. So.
All right. Well, I want you to get well because I want you at my birthday party.
Okay, I'm going to try.
All right, well, do what you can. Do what you can. And listen, don't try to go out and buy me no big gift. I know that you're going to probably buy me a car or something, but don't do it, Ken. Don't go out and spend all your money on it.
Yeah, I went and looked at the Rolls Royces, but they were too much, so.
I know, that I do know, Ken. I know. But listen, I will talk to you very soon. Keep me informed whether you're going to be able to make it or not.
Okay, I will.
All right, then. That was my good friend, Michigan. Now I got to bring in my buddy, my grade school and my high school friend. I call him Big Yo. He was a 250 hitter, but he claimed he betted 275. But he was a 250 hitter. And we used to send all 250 hitters down the right field line. And he was one of them, but he won't admit it. But I'm telling y'all before I bring him on. So let's bring in my good friend Larry Pinson from Maywood, Illinois, Lexington and Pulaski Road, Sumner and John Marshall High School. my friend Larry Pinson. Are you there, Larry?
Yeah, Ed, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. How's everything going with you, my brother?
Oh, man, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. You know, I'm glad to hear you, your voice, and I'm glad to hear your audience that you are catering to. And you were saying about what we got to do. All you got to do is run CHAPS. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Run CHAPS.
Okay, well, what can you tell us what is CHAPS? Let's start at the beginning so you can tell us what CHAPS is. You got plenty of time. So take your time and tell us.
CHAPS is a book, a patience that I wrote. I was inspired by God. Okay, so I asked you to look up a couple of verses, and I want you to read the audience. This is one verse, okay? And it's Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Could you read that verse for us?
Yeah, give me a minute to get it together, and I have it for you. Okay, hold on. Keep talking while I'm gone. Go ahead. So keep explaining.
Okay, and then but CHAPS is a pay system that everyone has to know about. See, we're always depending on the preachers, just like you said, is in the pulpit, and the preacher's gonna get in the pulpit, and when he's gonna ask you for his tithes and offerings. Now, and then he's gonna say, if you have it. That's good. That's great. But if you don't have it, that's still also great. But that's wrong, Ed. If you don't have it, something wrong, man. You know, God created everybody equal, and we all know that. But how God created us all equal, he gave us all 168 hours. Everybody knows that you have your own fingerprint. And we just recently found out about 25 or 30 years later that we have our own DNA. You know, that they locked a lot of brothers up, you know, took away their lives and their livelihood, and which is wrong, you know, on a false charge. Okay, and then now, today is the first time you're going to understand that you have your own 168 hours. Everybody, every soul have their own 168 hours per week. And they have those hours as long as they live and beyond their grave. Now, they said that Elvis Presley is worth more dead than alive, meaning that Elvis had to leave his legacy, and everybody have to leave their own legacy. Okay, now let's get back to Dr. Martin Luther King. In one of his speeches, he said, be the best you can be. Even as a floor sweeper, you know, and I didn't understand what he was talking about being the best, be a floor sweeper, you know. But we need floor sweepers. Everybody needs floor sweepers. And that job is not demeaning. So that's an unskilled paid job. So what I'm saying, all unskilled paid jobs should be $15 an hour. Okay, now, all these corporations don't want to give $15 an hour for their workers. Now, you know, recently, this week, I think Amazon came out, and they said they're going to pay all their employees $15 an hour. And then I said, oh, man, that's great. And go ahead, Amazon. So that's why I'm mentioning Amazon, because that's a great thing. Okay, so now I'm telling Amazon that you're going to pay them the workers $15 an hour, and then you also, if they work in a CHAPS pay system, they will get a double salary. Not only that, Amazon, you will not have to pay for your workers anymore. They pay their own salary by working 10 hours a week for this year's salary, 10 hours a week for all their benefits, 10 hours a week for a stipend pay that they should get issued every quarter, and 10 hours a week for their next year's salary. And guess what, Ed? This 10 hours a week, I'm quoting you, it's the post office system, a government pay system. The government is ripping people off, and they're talking about they're charging taxes for the workers. That's not true. And so what the government got, okay, they got the same mentality that our people had to deal with when they was on the farm. Okay, what I mean by on the farm, on the plantations working, you know,
mm-hmm.
the field Negro and the House Negro. Okay, now you got, and the Postal Service, they got the supervisor. Supervisor, you know, the day and night to watch you, you know, watch them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We are paying everything. It's our money, and they are taking our money. See, when I came to the Postal Service, man, I was so happy. I was excited, you know. And by the way, this is my third edition of my book.
Mm-hmm.
Third edition. And but anyway, when I first wrote the book, when I got to the post office, they told me that I'd be working. I'm only guaranteed 20 hours a week. And I said, whoa,
mm-hmm.
whoa. I can't work off no 20 hours a week. I said, I got a
mm-hmm.
wife and family to take care of. And they said, oh, don't worry about it, Larry. You're going to get 40. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I said, that came to pass. And then especially you're going to get overtime. But I was saying, how? Where's the overtime money coming from? Because guess what, Ed? The labor laws say that you just work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the key. That's the key. So most corporations don't know how to schedule a full work week. They only know how to schedule a 5 day work week with 2 days off. Okay? But in my book, it's only two types of work week. It's a 24/7 work week, and it's a 24/8 holiday work week. Now, you had to get the book and read the book and understand the book and try to follow the book so you will know how this system works. Now, everybody been used to a five-day work week, and everybody been used to a working overtime. So that's how they got their bread and butter, okay? And then they got this Social Security system, you know, is jacked up and it's wrong. And everybody that's working now, get out of that Social Security system or either and make sure you're in a tap pay system. That way you are getting your money back and you kept your own money. The United States Post Office should be shamed. The United States government should be shamed how they're treating our people. Now, you know, they always jump up and holler about Kevin Kaepernick, you know, talking about, he's bad, and he's disrespecting the American veteran
flag.
He's disrespecting
uh-huh.
the flag. You know, that's not true. Because you know what, Ed, you know for a fact, I am a Vietnam disabled vet, and that man is not disrespecting nobody. And I tell all those vets. So that's why I had to talk to Nike. Nike, oh, you're doing a good job. And I'm happy you back in Kaepernick. And everybody else is back in Kaepernick. Because you know why you should back Kaepernick? Nike. Run chap. So now, when you give all your deals that you give with the shoes, those contracts, put the contract in a chap pay system. That way, after that contract is over, you're going to get your money back, Nike. You're not going to lose nothing. You're going to get free advertising. You know, that's how it is. It's free labor. So let's go back. Let's jump back to Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Hey, man, you ready for that scripture?
Huh?
You ready for your scripture?
Yeah.
The scripture, Hosea 4:6 reads, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. That's Hosea 4:6.
That's it. So that's why I come in. So I'm going to tell you why I come in. I need you to read another verse for me.
Okay.
I need you to go to Deuteronomy,
mm-hmm.
chapter 18, verse 18-22.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, you ready for it?
Talk to me.
I will rise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him, and it shall be a that whatsoever will not hear my words, which he speak in my name. I will require it of him. But the prophet also presumed to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods that have not commanded him to speak, or speak in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the things does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing that which the Lord has not spoken, the prophet has spoken it. You shall not be afraid of him. That's 18 to 22.
Yeah, that's it right there. So you said a mouthful right there. That's coming straight out of the Bible. So everything in that book, I was commanded by God to put in that book. Everything. I have a website. A website is pinsonsr.com. PINSONSR.com. Go to that website. Read the blog. Tell your people to make a comment on my blog. Make sure you read the blog and make a comment about overtime. It's a cancer, but you read it, what I said. Tell the people to read about what I say about government grants. What the government's doing, they're robbing the poor people like me that have to pay taxes, and then they get the money, and then they give it away to their buddies and their cronies, you know. So that's wrong. You don't, you know, so all those politicians, you're going to have to get in a tap-pay system, and then once you do your thing for the year, you have to work and get that money back. So I want to be paying those taxes every year because it's a generational thing. You know, we're talking about a generational thing. And that now God has finally released the book, CHAP, and nobody can come close to it. And the reason he just gave it to me to write the book, because no common man, nobody, no scholar, nobody can understand and read a book like CHAP, not unless God told him what to write.
So you telling the people, and I believe you, yo, because I know that I grew up with you. I know you was always a pretty straight shooter, honest man, and very respectful, you know.
Yeah.
And normally, I would not even, you know, the way they got things set up, and you're a war veteran. I remember when you went to the Vietnam War. I remember that perfectly. And also, I remember when you came home, how you purchased that Challenger. You had that car, that old sports car, which was pretty good. And you was always a straight, and you was always my friend. And we was friends from grade school through high school. And you haven't changed a bit to me. You know, I think that if you say something, I can almost take it to the bank and cash it in, because I know you and I know your nature and I know that you're a good person. And I believe CHAP will work, but I believe that they have to install it in order for it to actually work. I believe that they have to take over your book and put it to use. Well, then allowing you to do it. Your idea is too good for a black man to have. And I think that's what they would be more intimidated by, you having a book on that level and able to do what you do and say what you say. And you said it clearly. This is from God, you know. And I believe it.
Exactly.
Because if you say it, if you said it, I got to believe it. But listen, I gotta give you another 3-4 minutes if you have something really good to say. Why don't you say it? Because I gotta bring in my good friend Belinda Brown after this. Tell us tell us what you want us to do, what I can do. I know that for my birthday party on Saturday, Jane Fonda is coming, and she's into all this. You will get a chance to talk with her, and I want you to bring the book so you can give it to her and sign it for her. And I want you to, I don't want you to be like, just give her the book and let her read it, and then we'll let her contact us about it. I think that would be the whole thing. But you may have to explain it a little bit, but I don't know whether, you know, just a little bit, because I think you're right there where you should be with this book, and I'm proud of you. You know, I'm really proud of you, yo.
What I want to say, I'm proud of you, Lil Ed, too, because now you are giving me a voice, you know, because I have went to a lot of people to try to get this book out there. And I'm talking about prominent people, but I can name names, but, you know, I really don't want to name names because, you know why? I don't want to name names because.
Tell me why.
If you say the reason I say that because you say you're a preacher, you're a minister, okay? And you're a child of God. But when I come to you, because I went to my pastor, and I
That's
told
right.
him about Chap. You know, and then what you know, he denied me. But you know what? He denied Chap. Now, guess what? I had to talk to God about that. He said, don't worry about it. He said, just keep on pushing. You know, because you know why I said don't worry about it? He had 12 disciples run from him, denied him. So he said, I know the scripture. So that's what I'm saying. I have had close friends, family members, call me crazy, talking about you don't know what you're talking about. But I'm telling them, you know, so especially those people in prison. Now, it's a lot of people that think that President
Trump?
Clinton was the first black president. First black president. People need to stop saying that. They need to stop saying that. But you know what? President Clinton, with that three strikes you out, messed up generations of people. We need to go to him, Lil Ed, and tell him with that foundation he got, get them brothers out of jail. And they walk out of there with a clean slate. Get them out of jail. Because they're in jail for smoking a joint. Man, please. And now, right
Absolutely.
Now in Canada, they said the whole city or the whole country can smoke a joint and walk around with it. And what kind of sense does that make? You know, people got to understand this world is going to burn in hell if they don't straighten up. That's why I'm here. That's why I wrote the book, to straighten them up. But now, guess what, Lil Ed? The hatred in this world. It's overwhelming.
Yeah,
Donald Trump had to be in office. He had to be the president because you know what? Donald Trump is saying everything all along on Twitter that they said all along behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump putting it out there. So yeah, they put it out there. And then nothing. You were exactly on point with the Democrats and the Republicans. They all in cahoots together. You know,
that's right.
And they all go stick together, and they get go hoodwink you, and hoodwink the people. The people had to stand up with that 168. You know, anybody that's listening to me right now, and you still working, just write 168 in your hand. Especially anybody that's working for the Postal Service. Don't get hoodwinked and talking about you get paid every 2 weeks. That's a lie. You get issued a check every 21 days. Don't get hoodwinked and saying that you work one calendar year for your whole pay system. That's a lie. Read chaps and understand what you got to do. You got to work 10 hours a week, and that 40 hours that you work is not going for your pay. I went to the labor board, Ed, and the labor board said, you get paid 40 hours a week. You got the money, didn't you? You know, I said, no, I really didn't. Yes, you did. Listen to your paycheck. Okay, they didn't understand it because you have to work 160 hours in order to earn 40 hours. People don't understand. Mm-hmm. You know, you get my book and read it. It's Hidden Figures there. You know, and the post office, you figure the government would not lie to you. Because when I first got the job, they said, you don't put down nothing down that line and stuff like that. But the post office is lying. The postmaster is lying. The false politicians. Also, the Bible says, beware of false prophets. And that's what they are, false prophets. Don't believe a word they say. Mm. Tell them, I want to be in a tap pay system. I want to work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I want to be off 2 days off in consecutively, not split, like the mail carriers. The mail carriers have split off days. And what the mail carriers are doing, they're delaying the mail in. You know, I was there. I was truck driving. They said, don't delay my mail. Keep my mail on time. But you know what, Ed?
Mm-hmm.
The letter carriers are delaying the mail, Doc. And so they need to fix that, and they need to fix that right away. Letter carriers need to work on Sundays. Letter carriers need to work on holidays because the post office do not sit down. There's no locks on the door. It's 24/7. And another thing, Ed, they always talking about, President Trump, y'all talking, my Medicare. You know, I love my military, all that stuff like that. Guess what, Ed? They are doing the military the same way because the military should be getting a double salary also. So whatever that salary they're getting, every year they putting it back. Now the reason for that, Ed, because when I was in Vietnam for a whole year, now I'm gonna break it down to this straight. I was in combat 3 different times for the whole year, okay? So I said that to say this. You work, but you put the money back for the next person, for the next generation. And that's how God got it set up. You know, I looked at that hearing they had, and I seen all those white, old white people right there. They need to go somewhere and sit down. So it should be a limit on how long you can serve. You should be able to serve only one generation. And just like the Supreme Court, they are out of contact. They're not in sync with these kids. They are not. So you out of your league. Your generation is gone. The baby boomers, my generation is gone. So now it's these millennials and Generation X. They are the ones going to carry this on.
We ran out of time, big fella, but I really appreciate you. Would you come back on and talk a little bit more about it so the people can get a full understanding? Because I can't wait to read your book. I got to read that book.
Ooh,
and you're going to bring me one on Saturday, and I appreciate it. And we'll take it from there. But I got to move on. Give your website again real fast, and I got to bring in Belinda Brown. And we'll take it from there. Give me your website right now.
It's PensonSenior.com. Read them blogs, man. It's off the chain.
All right now. Thank you, yo, big yo, my 250 hitter. I love this guy. And he always sit right behind me in the classroom. So that was really, really very, very encouraging. He's a good guy. He's a great guy, matter of fact. And I love Big Yog. Yog, I will talk to you soon. If nothing else, I'll talk to you during the week. And if nothing else, I'll see you Saturday at my birthday party. Talk to you soon, Big Yog.
I think we did that. And make sure I'm going to bring a book for the minister, too.
Okay. Do that. Got you, big fella. All right. Big Yog from Chi-Town. He was my classmate. He was my first baseman on my baseball team. 250 hitter. He won't admit it. He was a 250 hitter. He went down the right field line. I used to send him down the right field line. And he complained even now. Big Ed, little Ed, you know I hit more than 250. Yeah. You know. But look, Belinda Brown.
Hello?
Yeah, Belinda Brown, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you. I hear you got them bragging rights. I hear you.
What you saying, Belinda? You saying I'm bragging?
I know they could now hit you, Pastor Pickney, because you a real strong hitter. You know, you a heavy hitter.
Say it again, because they don't hear you. You know, when I used to come up, I was probably one of the smallest guys on the field, but also the biggest, you know. And then the left fielder used to go back. He used to say, "We can't go no further back."
Right.
They said, "No, get back. You know, go by, pick it up in the stand and catch this fly ball."
Right.
Like, it's coming.
I know that's
absolutely
right. It's good to hear you, Pastor Pickney. I've been listening to the show. You've been having a great show so far. But I have my friend Marie Wade here with me, and I need
Marie
to ask
Wade?
You a quick question. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Marie Wade, you know, that's running for school board. You know, I'm going to tell you, Pastor Pickney, we're down here in the trenches, and it is a real fight, but I'm here to tell you it's looking really good for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the red for us raising money for our campaign, but, you know, we're focusing on getting this black vote out. I think that's the most important thing right now for us, and we need all the help and support we can get. So I really appreciate you having us on the show today. But I wanted to ask you a question. What we really need is some national attention down here in our first congressional race with Tammy
mm-hmm.
Shaver that's running against Steve Scalise, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I was hoping you could reach out to Rachel on MSNBC and see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's no problem. I'll first of all, I'll send her an email and see when she can contact. I want her to contact her directly, though. But let her contact me,
mm-hmm.
and I'll contact her. I'll do it like that. But I'll do it immediately,
okay,
and I'll try to get her moving. And there was, see, I was on the Lee Camp show. That would have been a very, very good time to even mention her if I would have known that that, because that's an international show is more or less one of the
mm-hmm.
one of the best shows that you could be on with Lee Camp. You know who Lee Camp is, do you?
Right. Right, I know
right.
who Lee Camp is. When was you on his show, Pastor Pickney?
Monday. I was on there Monday. Monday, I was in Chicago,
okay.
and they played the tape, or they played it all this week.
Mm-hmm.
They've been playing it, which is a good thing.
Well, I tell you,
and,
if you reach out to him, I would love for him to cover the story, because I'm here to tell you, you know, Louisiana is dirty, dirty, dirty. They play dirty down here, dirty, dirty, dirty politics and politicking and all that kind of stuff. But this lady is the most qualified candidate that is up against Steve Scalise, and we are serious about getting her in our first congressional race. As we wanted to go over big as a big deal for the state of Louisiana, Pastor Pickney, and you can help us get that national news. We really need it bad.
Here's what I want you to do. Can you just send me her bio, and I'll
okay.
send it to Lee Camp, and I'll do that today.
As soon
as she get it to me, I will definitely get it out there and get her on some of these shows,
right,
and so she can be so they'll know who
right.
she is and what she is
right.
and all
I'll
this kind of good
have
stuff.
A call in this week on Blog Talk Radio. Let's do that. Let's set her up on your show first, and then I'll send you
okay.
all of her information.
And what
and
I'll do, I'll give her the whole 60 minutes to
okay,
say whatever
okay.
she wants to say. You and her, and
okay,
I won't have any guests at all, but you two next week.
Okay, well, here, why don't let Marie come on and tell you about her race, because she got some very interesting things that the people need to know, okay? All right,
bring
her
on. Hey, how you doing, Ms. Wade? How you feeling today?
I am good.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing, because we got to get out here and do what needs to be done, because we're in a war. This is no conflict that we're in, and we got to have all hands on deck and do what
exactly.
needs to be done. It's
exactly.
so important that we take a stand and do what's right, because we got so many people who's not doing what's right. and they think it's all right. But unfortunately, I hate to tell them it's not. You know, we live in a time when the lie becomes the truth and the truth become a lie and it's all right. You know, it's unfortunate that I can say something like that, but that's the way it appears now, where people accept a lie as the truth and it's okay.
Right.
You know. Yeah. But let's talk about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said people aren't even running on their morals anymore. It's just about who they are and who they knew. And just because they're part of so-and-so political party, they feel like that's enough to get them in office.
Absolutely.
And that's
what I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can imagine what you're dealing with down there in Louisiana. I know that's an extremely tough place. But it's all over the country. It's pretty much the same formula all over the country. People doing this pretty much the same thing. And this attack that's going on right now, right in front of our very eyes, it's going to get worse if we don't make it better.
Right. Right.
So listen,
and what I'm basically trying to do is, you know, find a common ground across party lines. Because especially in a school board race, it really should not be about whether you are Democrat, Republican, or independent. It should be about the kids, which is what I've been trying to push that focus. But unfortunately, you know, a few of my opponents have been riding on the fact that they are the Republican in the race, and that's what's getting them attention. You know, nothing
Absolutely.
To do with their platform, because they don't have a platform. You know, I'm the one running on a serious platform that I truly, truly believe in, but I need the help because I am an underdog. I appreciate that underdog status, but we need to get the word out that early voting is this week. We need to get people out to the polls to vote because our vote does matter. Unfortunately, in the black community, we've been told that it doesn't matter whether we vote or not because it's always somebody else's, you know, decision anyways, you know, no sense in going to the polls, and that is not true. I mean, in Louisiana, believe it or not, this is a blue state. We have more registered Democrats than we do Republicans, but we do not get to the polls, and we need to change that. I don't know what other initiative we can do, but we need to do something and need to get people out to the polls and vote. I mean, I truly am the most qualified person in my race, but because I am a registered Democrat, it's turning people away without even listening to what I have to say. And I'm the only one with anything of substance to say. So we need some help with that.
Here's the thing that's important. One of the things that I know, even when Belinda was up here in Benton Harbor, one of the things that we always did, and it's amazing, we could always win, but they would always reverse whatever we did because they had the power to. But here's the way I do things. I pick them up and take them to the poll. I put a team together because one thing about my black brothers and sisters, and I hope that you understand this, we are the busiest people there is in the whole wide world. There's nobody busier than us, but we're not even busting a grape because we always find a reason not to do something. We always find a reason not to vote rather than a reason to vote. Yeah.
Because
somebody's
always telling us our vote doesn't count, and we have unfortunately started to believe that.
But we have to get instilled in their mind that, hey, you know, your life depends on whether you vote or not. You may not know this, but your life is dependent on whether you get out and vote now. Your life.
Exactly.
What's going on today, this is just the beginning. This thing going to get ugly unless we get out there and tell these people. And I have a group here in Benton Harbor that's out canvassing the community, getting people to vote. And my message is loud and clear. I know you're too busy to go vote, but your life depends on it. Don't cry when something happens and you don't understand it. Cry to me. They're taking over our school system here, taking it over.
Right.
I mean,
there's really no excuse not to vote, because now you've got companies like Lyft and Uber giving you free rides to the polls. You've got a whole week of early voting where you have six because they're closed on Sundays, but six whole days to get out there and vote in addition to the actual day to vote. So there's really no excuse. We just got to get rid of that apathy in the black community about voting.
My idea is that we got to go to these folks' door, pick them up, and take them to the polls. If you don't pick them up and take them to the polls, they're not going to do it. They're not going, and then even if it means saving their very own life, because it haven't happened yet, so they really don't care until something happens.
Right.
When something happens, then they care. But listen, the plan is this. I wish I can get down there to help you, because I had a my system.
Come on down.
Yeah, my system was that, you know, what we do, we went door to door, picking up people and taking them to the polls, and we was very, very successful. They always had an excuse, I can't go, I can't do this. And I said, yes, you can, because your life depended on this, whether you like it or not, because they're coming, and we better be ready. And I appreciate you too, Miss Wade, because you got to energize these people, and you should get a list of people and drivers to drive, and maybe you can get some people to volunteer. You need about 20, 30 drivers who would go knock on these people's door and pick them up. And here's the thing. They always say, well, I'm not ready to come back. You know, they always say that, but you say, no, let's do it now. That way that you can take care of whatever business you need to take care of and get it out the way, because this is important.
Exactly.
Your election, you got to win. Belinda Brown, you got to win. Y'all got to win. Because
our children's future depends on it. I mean, with this cronyism and this good old boy system that we're currently dealing with, it's not getting us anywhere. Our children are suffering. The representation that our kids need is not there. And I will bring that to the school board. Belinda will bring that to the school board. I have actually heard them say that they are afraid if I or Belinda get on that school board, because me with my forensic accounting background, the first thing I'm going to do is order a forensic audit, because that money is not being spent where it should be. There is no reason that there is a half billion, yes, I did say billion, dollar budget, and there are textbooks that are not being bought. There are teachers that have to actually buy their own copy paper. Schools are still doing fundraisers for what? And the superintendent is making more than $300,000 a year with a guaranteed raise every year, but our scores are dropping. Our rankings have dropped. St. Tammany Parish is not number one in the state of Louisiana anymore, but our superintendent is paid like we're still number one. There's no accountability. And that is what I bring. That is my value. That is what I bring to the school board, which is why we need to get me elected. I mean, if you go on my website, mariewade.org, it tells you everything that I'm about for me. It lists my qualifications. I am truly the most qualified candidate. But I do need that help. I need the word to get out, however we can do that.
Well, I will do whatever I can. I will also contact my good friend at the University of New Orleans to see if we get some students down there to help you, which will
be
really
awesome.
Good. Yeah,
I
will make a few calls.
Are you talking
during
about
the week.
Ted? You talking about Ted Pastor Pinckney, Ted Kwan?
Yes, I am. He just sent me a message. Right.
That would be awesome.
Right, he sent me a message, and he wished me a happy birthday. He said, unfortunately, he cannot be at my birthday party, but I'm going to utilize him. He don't have to come. What he can do is help you two down there, and it's by sending some students down there, and that's what I want him to do. I will be talking to him. By the time we talk next Sunday, I'll have some information for you that will get you some help. Because we need the students to step up right now. Even some of the high school students I got a plan. But we only got 2 weeks, so we got to get moving.
Right.
You know, we can't sit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would love to have that. When is your birthday?
27.
That's when the party's gonna be. Is that when the party gonna be?
That's when the party gonna be.
Oh man, I got to get down there for that then.
Right. Well, it's going down, Belen. I got to tell you this, but you know, the election is a little bit more important than my birthday party, and I care more about you winning. James Fonda is coming in. James Fonda is coming in. She would be one of my speakers. People coming in from all over the state and all over the country. I'm not planning on having a lot of people because it costs me more money to feed them, and I don't want to feed everybody. And I got to be honest with you. My wife's trying to make it a big birthday. I ain't trying to make it a big birthday party. I just want people to come and wish me a happy birthday and go home. That's how I look at it. And I'm happy.
I heard that Will Smith was coming too, Pastor Pinckney.
Well, he said it, but I don't want him to come now. I want him to come when we can do a fundraiser. You know.
Okay.
You know, I don't want him to come right now. He had a birthday himself, and I don't want both of them coming at the same time either. You know that kind of like the face. You know, I want people to, I want as an individual thing, and so we could, we could do more and get more people moving. So that's where I'm at. That, you know, last time Danny Glover was here, and I tell you, I really enjoyed that. Yeah, that's right. You was there, and you did a tremendous job for us, and you know, we always appreciate you. But we gotta set up a program because we only have a couple of weeks where we can get people get the help that we need to help y'all down there. So I gotta start. I can't wait until later on next week to do some work. I gotta do it immediately to get folks down there to help y'all. So, because Teddy might be a little slow at doing stuff, we don't know, but I know that he would do it and see what happens. So, but let's see how we can work this, because it's crucial that you two get in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be very
significant and powerful, Pastor Pinckney, to change the trend in the whole world. Because right now people need to know that we are serious about taking our rightful place. When you was talking about earlier that we got to fight for this leadership, but we believe that we the leadership that the people need now, Pastor Pinckney. So we got to win. We got to get in.
Yeah. Well, we got to, one thing, we got to wake our people up. They got to be more conscious of what's going on around.
The main thing is that these people that's been in office, they don't, they're so confident in themselves, because of their connections and things, they don't think nobody else have the right to run against them,
absolutely.
They get up, they don't have a platform, they just say vote
they
for
don't
me, that's
one.
All they say, you know.
They gonna see,
right.
The people still gonna vote for them, even if they don't do nothing. They don't care until it affects them directly. When it starts hitting them right in the head, right in the heart, and right in the pocket, then they ready to fight. It's too late. You got to get out there and fight now.
Pastor Pinckney, what me and Marie have figured out is that they're buying their votes. They're letting their money speak for them,
Absolutely.
It's all kinds of secret meetings and backdoor parties and all that kind of stuff going on. So they getting their rubber stamp approval on who they going to put in office and all that kind of stuff. They going out, picking their people and putting them up there and paying, one man that spent over $40,000 on his campaign for a school board race. That's unheard of. So we know what's about to go down.
Absolutely. But, one of the things that, until then, I think door-to-door, pulling people out, taking them to the polls, encouraging them to vote is like a secret weapon. Do y'all have absentee ballots down there?
Yes, we do, and I have been encouraging that as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the secret weapons that
right.
I know that that we always use. That Belinda, the story on that one,
right?
But I think that's one of the Yeah.
You better believe you taught me well, okay? You taught me well, and that's what I was doing all last week, taking people to the city hall to file their absentee ballots. You know, people that are going to be out of town, you know, even I had a whole group of high school students that graduated from high school that's going to be in college and not even at home. So, I got a really good number of them voting. And then people that's in the hospital, nursing homes, and all of those people, we already then collected their absentee ballots.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's crucial, Belinda, that the absentee ballot is like a secret weapon because remember, the senior citizen, go to the senior citizens and make sure if they got a senior citizen home, they don't need no excuse. They can do it. So those are the votes that you got to get. Those are the votes that y'all you know, and you're gonna have to work, you're gonna have to get out there and it's gonna be sweaty and everything else. You got to go and get these people and make sure this happens because the senior citizens and the young folks are the two crucial votes that you can get and get those people, get them rolling, get them where you can be comfortable with the amount of votes that you have in there. And in the meantime, I'm going to call Ted and see can I get you some help down there, get y'all some help down there so y'all can go door to door, knock on the – and on election day is a big day. We better be ready.
All right. I'm ready. Okay, we're ready. Thank you so much for your time, Pastor. We really appreciate it.
Here's what we're going to do next week. I'm going to send out an email. Send me, Belinda, send me some information about you and Marie. And I'm going to put out an email, and I'm going to let people know that, you know, we need y'all. And also, we want to get you as much support as we can get. And next week is going to be your time, which is 4 o'clock your time, I believe. You come on. You're gonna be able to talk whatever, say whatever you want, and let's get it out there. And people listening all over the world, and ask for some money. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to ask for money. You see what I'm saying?
You can go to my website now, mariewade.org, and donate. I'm not scared to ask because I definitely need it.
Right, we need it. And we're gonna try to get Tammy on next week too, Pastor Pickney, because she needed to as well. So me and Marie, we're going to send you all the information. I'm going to send it to you in an email, and then I'll follow up with you with a phone call next week.
Very good. Let's talk. All right. And here's the bad news. Right. I got bad news now. We have just ran out of time. And I will see y'all next week. Same time, same station. Have a great week, all right? Talk to you soon.
All right. Okay, now.
All right.